Guten Morgen, buenos dias, we gets. How are y'all doing? This is Glow FM, and I'm your host Gloria, as usual. It's been a minute, innit? Anyway, how have y'all been? Me, I've been fine. I've been so busy. By the way, I know it's a Wednesday. I'm supposed to talk about Woman Crush Wednesday, but I'm not going to talk about that for now. Like on Friday, you guy, my guy. I was telling you guys to carry an umbrella, but guess what? I was rained on like nonsense. Can you imagine? Getting like moving from one place to the other. First of all, I boarded a matatu, a bus in Nairobi at Kencom. I asked the nigga or the conductor, hey, are you alighting at a certain stage? They were like, yeah. Guess what? Shock on my life. Shock on me. They didn't alight at that stage that I was expecting. So I got lost in the middle of nowhere looking for a stage. And the worst thing is that when I alighted from that bus, it started raining. And it was raining cats and dogs. The worst case scenario is that I was walking like there were no means of transport. There was no matatu. There were no buses on the road. I was there walking in the effing rain. Friday was my worst day, by the way. Friday. If not for God, I don't know where I would have been. I almost died in the rain. Can you imagine? Anyway, that was not my day to die. But God is good. He is always good. Anyway, I got somewhere and it was so late at night. before call, when I got to that building, a certain building where I hid myself there until the rain ceased or stopped, I came across this guy. We started talking. It was like, oh, me, I've never gotten out of my office this late, blah, 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 because of the rain. So he was like, oh, so where are you going? I told him, by the way, I am lost. I took a bus and it got me to the wrong stage. He was like, do you have somewhere to go? So if you are me, would you go to his house or you would look for where you were supposed to go and look for a bus and go there? Or you'll go to a stranger's house? Food for thought, right? So me, I dandied his Uber. Yes, don't judge me. What would you have done if you were me? Yes, so I started calling the place where I was supposed to go, the people involved. Luckily for me, they received my call and they told me they are still waiting for me to go for an effing shoot. And guess what? I went for that shoot. I never went to this stranger's house. Nowadays, you just don't go to people's houses. What if you're slaughtered, you're murdered, or something weird happens to you? Anyway, long story short, I got to wherever I was going, and luckily for me, I got means to get me there. But I got there at 12 a.m. Friday was that day, I'm telling you, and I was so tired. But at least I wrapped up my sins. Ha! If you know how happy I am. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. The love, the share, the comments, the criticism, all that. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Take care of yourselves. I love you. Peace out. Mwah.